Proposition 28 on the June 5th primary ballot would modify California's legislative term limits. At last poll, more than 60% of likely voters from both sides of the aisle said they were likely to vote for it. Roughly 30% of those the Public Policy Institute of California surveyed opposed the measure. The California Report's Rachel Miro spoke with John Myers, political editor at KXTV in Sacramento, about the proposition and what it would do.
What Prop 28 would do is it would modify the existing term limits law for members of the state legislature. Now, we'll remember that term limits were put in place by voters back in 1990. They limit a lawmaker to no more than 6 years in the state assembly, no more than 8 years in the state senate. That could be 14 years if they can serve in both houses, but it would limit them to those amounts, and it has for 20 years. Prop 28 would change that. It would allow a lawmaker to serve 12 years instead of those limits, but all in one house. So the backers of Prop 28 say, well, look, this is a reduction in time in office for a lot of people from 14 years to 12. And they say you can also serve it all in one house and therefore have a little bit more experience, a little bit more seniority to understand how the state works. And opponents of Prop 28 say this whole idea of making it a more efficient government is really just another way of kind of hiding the fact that this would let people be in office for longer. And this really does, I think, come down to the question of incumbency. And for voters, what do they think the value of incumbency is? Is there a value to being in office longer, learning the job, or do they want people to serve less time and, you know, go back home and do whatever they do? And that's really the question they have to figure out in Prop 28. Term limits, let's remember, were created to promote this idea of citizen legislators, you know, the so-called Mr. Smith goes to Washington or Ms. Jones goes to Sacramento phenomenon. I think in general, what we really have seen, though, rather than those citizen legislators, we have seen more local officials, city councils, county supervisors coming to Sacramento. And as a report last year found, a lot of ex-legislators still stay in Sacramento just like they did before term limits. They become consultants and lobbyists, and they don't go back home. Whether Prop 28 fixes the problems in Sacramento remains to be seen, but there are a lot of people who say, look, you know, we got to try something, and that's what they hope voters will do come Tuesday.
There have been a couple of attempts to rejigger the law. Why didn't those fly with voters?
I think one of the problems, Rachel, with the former efforts to modify term limits is that they did impact sitting legislators, and that is a key difference we should point out about Prop 28. In the past, existing legislators, some of them, would have been able to stay in office longer. The measures were quickly panned as a way to, you know, help fat cat incumbents who are currently in office stay in office longer. Prop 28 only takes effect for future members of the legislature. So every single member of the legislature now, all 120 of them, would not be eligible to serve longer if Prop 28 passes. I think that distinction between people in office and future fixes for the state of California has a lot to do with where we are.
It's not necessarily a split liberals versus conservatives, Democrats versus Republicans.
It really isn't. You look at the polling, and the Public Policy Institute of California had a poll out just recently. You look at the polling, Democrats, Republicans, independents, conservatives, liberals all think that Prop 28 seems to be worth a shot here. And I think the opponents of Prop 28 have had an awfully hard time explaining why the current system works, though they claim that things will be worse if lawmakers get longer in office. They've had a hard time convincing people that it's not worth a shot.
So this naturally raises the question, who are the opponents of Proposition 28?
The opponents of Prop 28 pretty much are the people that have supported traditional term limits. They're the same backers from term limits from 1990. There's a national term limits organization that has put a little bit of money into this, and a wealthy multimillionaire from back east who's put a little bit of money in it. But they really have, I think they've looked at the polls and concluded that Californians may be ready to change this. And, you know, we should point out, not every state in America has term limits for its legislature. And most of them have a little bit more flexibility than California's has had. And I think you will find even some veteran members of the legislature, some former members from both sides of the aisle, say that California is a complicated place, complicated to govern, and you need people who have a little bit of time to figure that out and aren't constantly either being pushed out of office or looking to make the jump to another office.
That's John Myers, political editor at KXTV in Sacramento. For more election coverage, look for the link to Election 2012 on our website, californiareport.org.